meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get it on. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, Orlando Jones. Yeah, hold on.
Beg your pardon.
Quiet down. Yeah. Orlando Jones is coming in here on Sunday, and then Dave Navarro on Monday, and Drew is in Washington, D.C., yes?
Indeed, I am.
And you attended some conference for what?
Addiction to sex. Mm. And I'm actually their keynote speaker tomorrow night. So I'm sitting through other people's lectures today and tomorrow, and then I'm giving the big one tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Good times.
Good times.
I was saying, I enjoyed your laughed out loud spontaneously. Like, I would like not to laugh at you sometimes.
Right.
Laughed out loud at your presentation at Late Late Show.
Ah, thank you.
Even though... have a little heads up about the Germany or Florida.
Oh, for you?
Well, not just for me, but the whole Loveline squad, just to let us know. To put us on notice that you're taking our what seems like our home game.
Yeah, it seems like we played a little Germany or Florida on the Late Late Show tonight. Went over well, I must say.
I did like the graphics. Seems like you're making fun of it. They've got Hasselhoff's face over Germany.
I thought that was me, by the way, during rehearsal because it was so small. I said, is that me behind that G? Yeah, played a little Germany or Florida. Well, here's the thing. Really, the reality is Germany. Let me tell you who owns Germany or Florida, Drew. The wind.
No, I know. It wasn't invented with Loveline. I know.
Because it was invented at the writer's table at Kimmel, and it was really pulled out of Kimmel's scrap heap because he really didn't have anything to do with it or didn't want to do anything with it, so I just dragged it over here.
I know.
And then dragged it over to CBS.
How'd it go with Kathy?
Kathy Griffin, dear friend, mm-hmm. She was on the show tonight. Always easy, you know, when she's a guest, because she just goes and goes and goes. And
how come she doesn't enter a radio studio the way she entered your set?
Yeah, she was. Oh my God, she was done up. She was becoming Phyllis Diller. By the way,
did you say that on the air?
No, I did not. I just thought it on the air.
She's like a hot Phyllis Diller, though.
No? Yeah, like a hot Phyllis Diller. Yeah. Well, I mean, she's just got her. You know, she's. You know, putting on the mascara. That's all I'm saying.
I see.
Mm-hmm. All right. Got a little female impersonator going on her. But sweet.
Well, she's getting all this stuff
beautiful.
Put on her. You know what I mean?
Getting that's stuff part of
that
put
whole,
on her.
That's the whole plastic thing is becoming a female impersonator.
Yeah. Oh, she may have a little fetish thing going, Drew.
Oh, interesting.
Anyway, so a good show tonight on CBS. And God bless Drew for keeping tabs on me.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to rock here, Drew?
I am. Now, you were whining about not controlling the calls. You want to control them?
Yeah, I do want to control them. Right. Because I would like to talk to calls like Chris, who's 20. Chris?
Yes?
What's up?
I lost my virginity in July, and I went up to New York and did it, and I caught the train home, and I went and got a piercing done, and then on my way home, I got into a car accident. Wow. And since then, I haven't been able to really enjoy or engage in sex or come to orgasm.
Wait, I lost. I couldn't figure out the story. She
got
lost
on a train and a car, and then she took a boat to get a tattoo, and then she got it in a dirigible.
And the dirigible exploded.
It crashed. Oh, the humanity, Drew. Okay.
Did she say something about losing her virginity?
Yes.
Yeah.
When was that? July?
That was in July.
And you've been having sex with the same guy ever since?
Yeah.
And so the guy you're not...
committed relationship.
It's a friend with benefits?
Not even that, no.
It's a booty call?
Kind of, yeah.
And so the guy...
Well, it's just getting to the point where it's like he pays her $8 for sex. I mean, that's like what it's getting distilled down to.
Oh, come on, that's a little rich.
Yeah.
I'll tell you my favorite part of Hooker's on the Brink. Just the mic'd up hooker. She's down in some bad part of Washington, D.C., and the guy's in a busted up Cherokee, and it's like, hi, sweetie. How you doing? And what you need tonight? How about some hair? Okay. How much? $4. Oh, baby, you got to do better than that. It's really under $20. Anal is like $7.50, and the guy's always complaining, like, oh, come on, oh, baby. Now, who I look like, Dr. Phil over here? Now, you've got to do better than that.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my black guy, Drew.
It's well
pretty,
done.
Pretty
well
effective, done. Huh?
Yeah, by the way, you're going to get complaints tonight from the Korean National Assembly.
Yeah, what did I say about them?
The crazy Koreans and the Daihatsu.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't give it away, Drew.
Oh, I didn't say what about the Daihatsu, though.
Chris.
Yes.
All right, so you're getting a tat. You were took a train.
Piercing.
You lost
piercing.
Your virginity. Oh, yeah, piercing.
Right? Where was the piercing?
My nipple.
And you got a car accident. All right, have you been having nightmares or flashbacks or anything because of the car accident?
Yeah, I've been in therapy over it because I can't sleep and, you know,
you're having what's called a post-traumatic stress disorder. And if something as relatively minor as a motor vehicle accident triggers intense post-traumatic stress reaction, that suggests you've been traumatized growing up. Sort of sets you up to be this way.
And well, how bad was the accident?
It was pretty bad. I was in a little car, and the woman ran a stop sign in an SUV, and my car, and I had to have surgery, and so on and so forth.
All right. What kind of surgery? Wait a minute.
I had to have surgery on my knee and an adjustment on my right wrist.
What was the surgery? Arthroscopy?
I don't know. It was like a 2-hour-long surgery or something. What it was.
She doesn't know, Drew. She doesn't.
Well, because
the
I'm trying to determine: did they just sew her up, or did she actually have a surgery where they invaded her because of some internal injury?
Either way,
it's important because a trauma survivor will make a lot of a little.
All right. Well, I don't understand why she's a virgin until she's 20. But on the other hand, how many virgins get nipple piercings?
Virgins,
you know what I mean?
Reclaimed virgins, declared virgins. You know what I mean?
Uh-uh. That, all right, you know, Chris. Yes. Yeah. Were you molested growing up, Chris?
No. No.
Okay. Never sexually abused in any way?
No.
But physically abused?
No.
What?
No?
Well, no.
Well, how do you define the physical abuse then for you?
For physical abuse is like extreme beatings or...
No, that's extreme beatings. Physical abuse is somebody hitting you with an object.
Okay, no. I was never hit with an object.
Where you get hard with it?
I don't care. I'm done ringing her like a retarded bar rag to try to get a drop of information.
Just go to a therapist. No, she's getting therapy. Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Go.
Very good. Of course your sex drive is down when you're having PTSD. Of course. So it has nothing to do with the piercing, everything to do with the accident, but more to do with whatever sets you up for the trauma reaction to the accident.
Angels 0-2, Dodgers 0-2, Drew. Know what I'm saying?
And both teams were up quite a bit, too. You know what I mean?
Like 3 days ago, they were talking about a subway series, a freeway series. Oh, my God. It's going to be great. The World Series is coming to L.A. Now it's like, huh? I didn't think
The teams are playing. I mean, the teams are playing. I mean, the Red Sox and the Cardinals are unbelievable.
They're good, but I don't even know how much better they were record-wise during the year. Was it considerably better?
No. They just are more powerful. These are offensive teams.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I know, but the thing about baseball is that it's all out the window. If a pitcher has a good game, if a batter hits for the cycle.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah,
you know, 6 times out of 10, the better team is going to win, but not 8 or 9 times out of 10. Know what I'm saying?
Correct, but we were hoping for one of those 4 times for these two teams, and we didn't get it.
Yeah, we didn't get it. All right, Drew, I just whacked the monitor, and now I got nothing in it. So it's time for you to sing the dreidel song.
So do you want me to hook into the
I don't know. Oh, I don't necessarily need to see the monitor. I guess I could just whack some
push your number.
Punch some.
Push
yeah,
your,
okay.
Push
I'm going number one.
Okay.
Hello?
You're going number one.
Yeah, it's cold in here. Oh, I'm not hooked up.
All right. Do you want me to hook up?
I have no idea.
All right, let's talk about your performance.
How about them Angels, Drew?
Hey, you guys want to take one or what?
Tell you what.
Yeah, pull one. Yeah,
did I come disconnected, Anderson?
Yeah, apparently. All right. I said you're on, but Drew, do you want to go on?
Yeah, I'll go on.
Which college are we going out of right now? You pull, college radio.
All right.
What do you look. You want Chris on line one?
Yes.
Yeah.
He injured his dork during sex. Here you go.
Thank you, Anderson. Thank you.
Chris?
Makes it much more professional when he puts it like that.
Hello?
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, I was having sex with my girlfriend about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And she went back to, she was on top, and she went back to answer the phone and lean back, and there was just a loud pop, and like my penis just started throbbing and hurting, and then afterwards it had like a tilt to it, you know?
A tilt or like a bump on the side?
It was, no, it was like a, it was like it was broken, kind of.
You're BSing us.
Yeah. So, who was on the phone, by the way?
Huh?
Who called?
Me.
You called, you called her while you were underneath her? You just,
oh, no. Just there was, there. I don't know who called. It was one of her friends.
All right. You're lying. Idiot.
You'd have that emblazoned in your mind. You'd
of
be so angry with that person.
Our callers are such retards, too. They can't come up with anything. It take them like 45 minutes to come up with like a fake birth date.
But let's,
you know,
let's
what
talk.
I mean? And they would go like, May, but the, May 33rd. I mean, negative one. Oh, well, Christ.
Our callers will always start with May. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Like, stupid people don't realize they make noise when they're thinking. Like, you know, stupid people and me make noise when we're eating. Let me tell you something about being dumb. You make noise doing everything. You snore. When you eat, it sounds like this. And when you think, it sounds like this. Who called?
Nobody.
Avon lady.
All right, but let's address the broken dork for a second. Okay?
But let me just say something, Drew.
Yeah.
The smarter you are, the less noise you make in every facet of life. Your music isn't as loud or as obnoxious. Your car is quieter. Your dog is quieter. Your kids are quieter. What is it about being stupid that makes you so goddamn loud? Stupid people should be quiet. They should be trying to fly under the radar so we don't notice how stupid they are. But
everyone,
they
listen to me.
That's right. Wait a minute. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely agree with you. And yet, I'm trying to wonder. It's sort of a clumsiness. It's rather refined. You know, when you're not refined, you're not contained.
No, you don't know you're stupid, and you advertise. That's what that is. You get cars with broken mufflers. These jackasses on these motorcycles. They pull the baffles out of it, and they drive up and down. You know, they got their hogs. Oh, these tards and their hogs. Yeah. Please, who are you idiots kidding? You jackasses. Oh, and by the way, how about handing some tickets out to these folks? These guys get these hogs. They're basically single cylinder or two cylinder motorcycles. They have them bored up to like 1900 CCs. It is a car engine in a motorcycle with just an open carburetor. It's got like a McCooney 44 side draft. They take the baffles out of the pipes. It's an open pipe, and these a-holes are going up and down the street at 4 a.m. Hey, everyone, listen to me. I dropped 14 grand on a motorcycle. Listen to me. Everyone, look, I'm coming. Here I come. Oh, yes, it's 4 a.m. I'm drunk. Really? There's nothing? And by the way, you know, if you, like, live in a canyon or something, you can hear these dicks going all the way up the canyon. When they pass your apartment, they go a mile up. You hear them going through the hills now. Really? That's cool with everybody? No problems here at all. No tickets for this guy. But, God forbid you roll through a four-way stop at 3 a.m. with no cars in the city. Oh, that's, yeah. Oh, no. No, we're going to have to put an end to that. What is that, Drew?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Who
I wish
am I
knew.
Talking Hello? To?
You're talking to me. I wish I You're talking to Chris still, too.
Everyone, listen to me.
All right, here's the deal.
Let's comedy partner.
No, I hear you. I feel your pain.
Yeah, Abbott and I don't know. If we could do who's on first, I don't know. Who's on second? I don't know.
Yeah. We should. Who's on first?
And by the way, that's a crappy comedy routine.
Who's on first?
Yeah.
Why?
I'll tell you why it's crappy, because the names of all the players in the routine are names like, I don't know,
yes.
or I'm not, don't
That's
tell my
joke.
Wife. That's nobody's name.
But it's the no. joke.
But it's a retarded, flawed comedy premise.
But here's the premise. So if you've ever heard that, they sometimes miss the preamble. The preamble is they're getting together, talking about like baseball, and they go, what if we made a fantasy baseball team? And Abbott goes, I can make one with a bunch of interesting names. And he goes, oh, what would your name be? He goes, what would your first baseman names be? And then it starts.
Yeah, I know. But there's a guy on first named Who, and like Second. Not only that, but is behind the plate. And what did you say is pitching. It's a self-serving, retarded premise. I'll tell you what's a good one. Yeah. I was talking to Fred Willard, the very funny Fred Willard,
from Best on of a Show.
Private plane in the Kimmel entourage heading out to the Vegas, heading out to Texas last year for the Super Bowl. And I think he was telling me about a Who's on First bit they used to do way back in the day, but it was with bands like The Who and like Yes. And so it'd be like, who's playing? Who?
Yes.
Who's opening for them? Yes.
Yes.
Who?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So that,
right.
Okay, that works.
Yes,
that
I get you.
That works. You understand? Not a first baseman name I don't know.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
And Who?
I think the Who and then the Guess Who were also one of the bands, and then Yes was one of the other bands.
All right, we've got to make a list. During the break, make a list of all the bands we could use in a routine like that.
That's never going to happen.
But let me address the broken dork for a second, man.
Corn Andersons. All right. What's up? What's up, Drew? What are you
What's
trying
wrong
to
with
do?
Corn? Corn could work somewhere in there. That's good.
Yeah, you could wedge corn in if you got a running start, but it's not the Guess Who, the Who, or Yes.
It's not the answer to a question with a question or a statement.
Right. All right. Let's move forward, Drew.
No,
I have
talk,
no board
no,
over here.
No, I've got it, but I want to talk about the broken door for a second.
Okay.
So. We're not going to talk to Chris because we think he's bogus. But the fact is that people can fracture the dork in very much the manner in which he describes. And there are two possible injuries. One is that you take it at where it attaches the body to the body and bend it down too far, and the ligament tears. You don't usually hear a pop. You hear sort of a tear from that. It doesn't hurt, and the penis kind of hangs low as a result. That doesn't kind of have that nice 45-degree angle anymore.
Right.
Now, if in the mid-shaft, if you fracture it, you'll usually have swelling on one side, because you actually break the cavernous body that holds the blood, and so it leaks out to that side and pushes it in the other direction. But it's sort of it's not an elbow, as this guy described it. It's just sort of a swelling on one side that pushes it over. And that's actually a serious injury. It may need surgery, or your dork may not work right anymore, or it may shorten and pull to one side.
All right.
Good times, huh?
Drew, I'll tell you what. Thanks for that explanation. Why don't we break a minute or so early, try to get our phone screen thing working.
I've got it. I'm good here. I can see it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I can miss it on my side.
I know, but let's finish the segment at least with it over here.
All right. Well, we break every night 10 minutes late. I just thought we'd go on time for a change.
No.
Go ahead.
Juan 26. Juan.
Yeah, what's up?
We're asking you.
Well, I'm 26, and last month I wet the bed twice.
Yeah.
Had
you ever done that before?
Pansy! In your whole life as an adult or even in late in childhood, you never wet your bed?
I never did late as childhood. I never did as an adult either.
Yeah. Are you having any other symptoms?
Any other symptoms? What do you mean?
Are you thirsty all the time? Are you peeing all the time during the day? Anything else?
No, nothing like that.
People don't think of the fact that you get diabetes, and when you're diabetic, your bladder you pour fluid out of your body, and your bladder fills up so fast, your bladder can't handle it, or overflow sometimes.
When you say pour fluid out of your body, you don't mean like sweating. You mean like pour fluid out
of the
your body
into
your
bladder. Yeah, so quickly that the bladder just sort of gets
The first time it happened is right as soon as I started peeing, I woke up right away. But the second time, I woke up in a puddle.
Nice.
Is there anything else going? Have you anything going on in your life? Major, something going on?
Nah,
things normal.
Let me say this too. And Drew, don't you have a random events coalesce and a something something something?
What?
What's your random events coalesce?
Random events segregate non-randomly.
There
that
you go.
To say, if you're gonna have, like, you're flipping a coin. It doesn't go heads, tails, heads, tails, heads, tails. It goes tails, 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 heads, 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 heads. It runs in series.
Well, what I'm saying is if you wet the bed twice in 5 years, it could be in the same week.
It's a little possible. A little tricky.
All right, but here's the other thing, too. I believe that the first one makes the second one much easier. It loosens you up. It starts weighing. You start thinking about it a little bit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, here's what I would say. This is somebody who's never had a bad wedding. I do know what you're saying, but I would say not only that, but the possibility here is that there's something medical going on. I would not ascribe that to any. Yep, I would say either some bladder issues, some urethral infection, or I would look at metabolic problems whereby he's producing too much urine too fast.
All right.
There's a lot of those. Those are common medical. Yeah, those are kind of common medical problems. Something called diabetes insipidus.
Let me say this, seriously. Chicken Little.
Diabetes mellitus, diabetes insipidus. These are common conditions.
You're freaking this guy out. Now, listen to me. Why don't you see if it happens one more time? And I don't know if you're drunk when you're going to bed or you're having a sleeping disorder or something like that.
Well, I have sleeping disorders, but...
From what?
What do you doing?
What do you mean sleeping disorders?
I can't sleep, and when I sleepwalk all the time, and I wake up, and I'm dreaming, but I think I'm awake, and I see people in front of me, and even though I'm sleeping, I think I'm awake. How long have you had that? My whole life. I remember since I was like 9, I had to get up and run around the house screaming until somebody woke me up.
You could have tipped us off on that one. That makes this a little bit different. Are you on any medication right now?
No, I'm not on any medication.
All right. But it does make a little different, because if you're having that trouble with this sort of that sleep-wake interface, you may have, in your mind, thought you were up peeing at the toilet, and pow, off you go.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right. So why don't you look into the sleeping disorder, though? They have all kinds of clinics and programs and things
like that. Absolutely. Those are called night terrors he's having.
It's not a terror?
Went around the house screaming.
Oh, well, that part, yeah. But then later, he's more casual about it. Like, he just gets up, he walks around, or at least that's the way he was describing it. What the hell? How deep do you got to be in? Didn't sleepwalking used to be more popular, or was that just some sitcom convention where people would sleepwalk?
It was as popular as souffle.
Humor.
Right. Yes. Sleepwalking. Right. And coconuts hit over the head. Those all things that were in the same category.
Gone the way of the dodo.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Can we, Drew?
Yeah.
Do you
want me to stay out? Do you want me to disconnect out here, or do you want to keep doing it?
I'd like to get the screen fired up on this side.
All right, I am off.
All right, we'll take ourselves a quick break. Dr. Drew over there in D.C., me in L.A., Orlando Jones coming out on Sunday. I was going to sign off for a second. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there in Washington, D.C., that is. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah. I took a leak during the break, Drew, and I forgot to get the computer started.
No.
Yeah, so I'm just... The screen is blacker than Orlando Jones.
Okay, so we're going to do mine again.
Yeah, we better do yours again.
I got to get it all up, so hang on a second.
Don't be scared to hang up on these punks, though, Drew. Orlando Jones, by the way, coming in Sunday night. Orlando's done a lot of good work. Lots of movies. You'd be surprised how many movies he was in.
Has he done Loveline? Seems like we had him a long time ago.
It seems like he's come in before. I feel like I know him. And maybe that's just because I've seen a lot of the movies he was in. But he was really good in, like, you ever see Drumline?
Mm-hmm.
He was really good in that.
Really good.
Yeah.
I agree with
him. Yeah, he's a really talented guy. And then Dave Navarro coming in here on Monday. All right, Drew.
Okay.
You ready to rock?
Within seconds. It's coming up.
I can only kiss Orlando Jones's ass so long, Drew.
I'll kiss your...
And what about his work when he was the 7-Up guy? Man, that's got to be tough to be the second, you know, the replacement black guy for 7-Up.
Okay.
All right, Drew.
Yeah, Adam, what about more bands? I'm concentrating on this thing.
Drew,
we forgot to do the bands. Damn.
All right, that one that's better than corn.
What's that?
Da-da.
Da-da?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Adam's not cool enough to know about that, Pat. So anyway, here we got Ivy, who's 22.
Hi.
What's happening, Ivy?
Not much. My boyfriend is trying to tell me that you can get cancer from having sex with someone with an uncircumcised penis. Is that true?
No.
Adam, is that true?
Well, here's the deal. Drew was talking about the spreading the warts, which right. then lead to, like, cervical cancer.
Right.
And that's the tenuous connection.
That's the connection, is that they've shown statistically that they could reduce the incidence of genital warts if they did more circumcision. And given that genital warts is the cause of cervical cancer, maybe we could reduce the incidence of cervical cancer. But it's not as though you're getting cancer from the uncircumcised penis.
Okay, that's what I thought. So they have to have warts first?
Yeah, which a circumcised penis can have also. If you look hard, they can have that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, so technically your boyfriend's right, but practically you're okay.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, I got him on hold. It worked.
What happened, okay. Drew?
Remember
I was talking about dumb people making a lot of noise?
Yeah, I know. I was a little slow in the draw there.
No, I'm just talking about, Drew, I can hear you thinking.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know who you're talking. You're talking to Anderson? You're talking to yourself?
No, I'm doing six things at once here, and that's the way you're here. And Anderson asked me to speak directly into the mic. My computer is like 6 feet over the other side, and I have to turn my head to the side to get to the computer. And so,
mm-hmm.
So here we go.
That was a good audible example of turning your head to the side, Drew. Yeah.
Natalie. Who is 19? I have to turn my head to the side to read the goddamn computer.
Oh, why don't you put it in front of you?
Because the wires won't reach.
All right, Natalie, what's up?
Hi. First, I just want to say that I love your show.
Thanks.
I listen to you, like, all the time. And, that was kind of a fake question, but what I really wanted to ask you is, if molestation, like, if that can lead to, like, any other psychological problems in the future.
All kinds. Mm-hmm. Lots of different kinds. And Anderson, we need to talk to her. Yeah.
Oh, because right. When I was, like, six, I was molested, and, like, I have, like, a lot of issues.
Yeah, of course. It changes the wiring in your brain. It changes how you trust other people, how you relate to them, how your arousal circuitry is wired up. It leads to difficulty in relationship, trouble in intimacy, sexual issues, and often even personality disorder. So, yeah, very, very common and very difficult. Needs a lot of treatment.
Yeah, like, I've, like, wanted to get therapy and stuff, but, like, my dad's, like, totally against, like, psychiatry and all that, so...
Your dad is?
I wasn't able to.
And tell him you're not seeing a psychiatrist, you're seeing a social worker. Because they make a good therapist, a lot of them.
And your dad... Well, who did the molesting?
My grandfather.
Jeez.
He may have
on
your dad's
side?
Yeah, on his side.
He may have gotten the dad in the crossfire.
But we don't talk to him anymore.
That seems appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, your dad's kind of an idiot, though. A, his dad took a pass at you, so that's bizarre. And then secondly, he doesn't want to get you any help, or he wants, wants it to go away. No, you have to get some help.
Yeah, like, I told him, I was like, oh, I'm fine, I'm not affected, but, like, it's, like, led to a lot of things, like, I'm anorexic, and, like, sometimes, like, if I stop, I get really depressed, it's just really,
Oh, how many times did this happen?
Like, for, like, about a year, every time I go there.
Is that old guy dead yet?
No, I wish.
Yeah, it's too bad. What happened? How old is he?
Like, 60, 70, something.
Yeah. It's probably going to go on forever.
Say he lives to molest again.
Yeah. Now, any other? Do you have, did your brother have brothers and sisters? Are there other kids? You have,
I have a sister.
Did she get molested by him?
No, like, that's why I was, like, too afraid to say anything. But then, like, I kind of, like, thought about her. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I have to, like, protect her because I didn't want that to happen to her. So I, like, told my parents.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you got to get some therapy. I'm sorry. And you don't have to listen to your parents. I mean, she's 19 now. She's smarter than her dad is.
Oh,
go get some therapy and get yourself corrected. And what? Get yourself corrected.
Get yourself fixed.
Get an alignment. Go to the chiropractor. Let me say this, Drew. Getting molested by an old guy is just 1, 2, 3 punch. It's A, you're molested. B, it's a dude. And C, his whole body looks like a scrotum sack.
We call that shattering.
That's shattering. Yeah, yes. I mean, once in a while. And people like to do that thing where it's like, look, if you're an 11-year-old boy and you got that 17-year-old female babysitter who wants to go down on you, there's no difference between them. Molestation is Grandpa, ho-ho. Grandpa doing it to you is way worse, especially when Grandpa's old and a dude.
And there's worse than that. There's ritualistic abuse by your siblings and your dad. There's all kinds of really crazy stuff people do.
Yeah.
And it's worse. The effect's worse. You're right. It's a dose.
It's a dose. You get it. It's like poison. You just get a higher dose of arsenic.
Yeah.
True. All right. Who are we talking to?
James, who is 20. Is that him?
James?
Hanging up?
I'm okay.
He freaked out. No, I think that was a real call. He was saying that he picks up hookers, even though he's check again on that call, see if he's back yet. But picks up hookers, even though he's married for you. Now he's gone. But that's the stuff, kind of stuff I'm hearing Washington talking about, which is the
Well, what's going on? What's going on with your sexual addiction conference?
It's stuff I've been dealing with for quite some time. You know, a lot of it's all the stuff you know. Listen, our show is just a sort of a gathering place for people with sexual addiction compulsions. What's case has been on my mind for a long time is not a long time, last couple of days, is that woman that called up who's a therapist who's also a prostitute. Mm-hmm. That this is, to me, is so emblematic. No, but so emblematic how screwed up our culture is.
Right,
that this woman can maintain a defensive posture where she doesn't even understand how profoundly disturbed that is. And it's going to take some horrible, horrible consequence before she really comes to terms with it.
Yeah. And what, have you learned anything at this conference? Listening to speakers? Yeah.
I've learned some things. And the interesting thing I'm finding is that there's a growing, what's called consilience, a coming together of different disciplines into the same sort of, talking about the same thing in the same way. The anthropology and biology and psychology and addiction and attachment, they're all coming in together and starting to talk about the same systems in the brain, the same phenomenon in people. And it is the stuff we've been talking about on Loveline forever.
All right.
So you should feel good about it, Adam.
I feel great.
You're at the front end. You're at the leading edge.
I'm spearheading the cause against sexual abuse, yes?
Yes. And this now is Archie, who's supporting your spearhead. He is
Archie?
18.
Hello?
You giving my spear some head?
Hi, Adam. What's up?
What's happening, Archie?
Not much. I love your show, guys. I listen to you guys every night, even though you guys come on at 2 a.m. over here in Detroit.
Nice.
How are you guys?
Do you work at night, Archie?
Do you record it?
I get off work at like around 11 or 12.
18.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You're 18. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. He's working. He's got to work.
Of course you got to.
What's up, Archie?
Nothing much.
Okay.
Why'd you call tonight, brother?
Huh?
All right, Archie.
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
No.
Did you drink like half a box of wine or something after work?
Yeah. No.
All right, do you have a question tonight?
My girlfriend has had She's had problems with being intimate ever since she's had an abortion, and like it's really causing a strain in our relationship.
How long ago was the abortion?
About a month and a half ago.
Not an unusual reaction at all. Although there are people that say there's no such thing as a post-abortion reaction, I hear about it all the time. Women get depressed, they feel remorseful, they feel conflicted. And they will often have all sorts of symptomatology around their sexuality. So this is sort of typical of that reaction. Often, in my experience, associated with a mood problem. Like she's getting depressed.
Mm.
And she,
yeah.
Huh?
By the way, Archie's going to be hosting the Late Late Show on Monday. he's doing three nights. So forward to that.
Why not?
All right. Why not?
It's good times.
All right. Let's take a break, Drew.
All right. Yeah, you're right.
We're supposed to go out about this time, aren't we?
I know, but this Late Late Show's got you verklempt.
Yeah.
Yes?
I'm tired. No, I'm fine. It's just I don't have the board lit up here, so I'm not motivated.
Okay. Do you want me to get off this?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. We'll try to work this out during the commercial.
Okay, so I'm signing off. There we go.
All right.
And you work it out.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew in Washington, D.C., going to be the keynote speaker at the conference for sexual addiction. Yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam.
And where's that taking place? In like a five-man tent somewhere deep in the woods?
Not in the woods, but yeah. How'd you know about the tent?
It's where they usually have the addiction.
Wait a minute. It's on Capitol Hill. Sorry.
Big time.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you and the coked up models. Got to talk to Congress.
Yeah. No, it's not for Congress. No, it's for professionals.
But where on Capitol Hill? Is there
at a hotel right off the Capitol? But it's really kind of cool. I mean, I've gotten to know this town pretty well over the last couple of years. I run the mall every time I come
here. Been jogging that mall.
It's the greatest. It's beautiful. This town is so. It's like Paris here. You gotta come here sometime, man.
No, I've tour of the White House.
I ran past the White House today. And I thought to myself, I'm running past the White House. Corolla gets a private tour, for God's sake.
Yeah. I mean, the Afghan wigs for like 1997 or something like that. But the point is, it is beautiful. It's got some pretty crappy parts, too. I mean, ironically, lots of crime and all that kind of stuff going on in D.C. But if you're in a nice part of D.C., it's pretty amazing.
Amazing, yeah.
All right. So, Drew, I tried to fix a computer during the break. We got nowhere.
Dude, I got you covered. Here's Jane of 17.
Jane?
Yeah.
What's up?
This is going right along.
Yeah, by the way, why do people seem to sort of almost instinctively understand when equipment's bad and compound things by making it that much harder to get out of the blocks? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's random events segregating non-randomly again.
Thank you. Go ahead, Jane.
All right, so my question was, me and the girls were talking, and we're talking about how, like, girls, when they sleep around, they like at a young age, they can't really conceive when they get older. I don't know.
It's true that early sexual activity is associated with cervical cancer and STDs, and that is associated with fertility problems.
Oh. Yeah.
So and whether you start early or just do it a lot with a lot of different people, both have adverse impacts on your fertility.
Yeah, and it's like we're talking about with the foreskin and the cancer and the HPV and all that good stuff. These things, you have to scratch them like a lotto ticket to get to the truth. And there is some truth. It's not a lie. But when you start scratching it, it becomes like a Scooby-Doo episode. You realize, oh, it was old man Hunter over there who did this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was dressed up like the headless horseman. Yeah. Right. And you have your answer. Yeah, you sleep around early. But I think people don't examine it any closer than that. And what ends up happening is it's like, well, it's sort of a God punishes you. It's a sort of a native tribesman sort of approach to it, which is you start early, you wear out your cooch, and then you can't have kids.
Listen, the least common denominator is always where people revert. They revert to primitive man in all situations in terms of trying to understand life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Okay, here's Riley is 17.
Hello?
Hello. Riley.
Hi.
What's up?
I have a third nipple.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. And it kind of scares any girls that I've been with.
No.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you haven't been with any girls.
Yeah, I have.
Hold on, Drew. He has. Riley's a name that'll get you laid about 3 years
early. And by the way, that was how dare you?
Oh, yeah. No, he's been with women.
Oh, I have.
He's a good-looking kid, this Riley.
Oh, yeah.
You blonde kid, Riley?
Hello?
Are you blonde?
Yeah, I am.
I don't know why Riley is a blonde kid's name, but it is.
Mm.
Riley's not a dark-skinned or dark-haired kid's name. No Jew named Riley.
No, I don't like Jews.
Big nappy helmet head. What's up? You don't like Jews? What's wrong with Jews?
No, not Jews.
Let's see how much
sense. No, it's Florida.
Oh, yeah, see. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He was. That was done with all the subtlety of a suicide bomber.
Yeah.
That was like an Al-Qaeda prank caller there.
Yeah. Let's go back to our trauma survivors. It's better.
We should never talk to a male between the age of 13 and 42. That's my new policy, Drew.
34.
All right. Who's
up? Okay, Katie. Katie's 24.
What's up, Katie?
Hi.
What's happening, baby doll?
I just had a question. First of all, I want to say you guys are great.
Thanks.
And my legal grandfather is a child molester.
Nice.
Good times.
And he's not
professional or amateur?
What? I guess you would say professional.
He's a pro, huh? Good time.
Is he in jail?
No, he's actually never been caught.
Ugh. Ooh, crafty.
Did he do something to you?
Yeah, honestly, I don't really remember any. Like, I remember a few things, nothing like mm-hmm. what anyone would consider horrible, but I remember mm-hmm. a few things.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe horrible just being around a guy like that.
Well, yeah.
And so yeah. somebody you might have had good instincts, you might have been a healthy person and sort of done your best to stay away from him, and yet still be made to feel awful around him without yeah. being significant. Are your relationships okay?
Yeah.
So you're able to have relationships, there's not a lot of chaos or drama in your life?
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay. Like, I mean, I feel okay to talk about it, you know? Like, I don't feel like I remember...
Right. No, the talking about it's not the issue. It's the action. It's the, are you able to have stable intimacies? And if you are, then he probably didn't do much to you.
Okay.
All right.
My question is, though, is there a way that, like, we can get him in jail? Because it's a big family thing. I mean, he did horrible things to my mother. There are 17 people that we know of.
Really?
Yes.
Well, why don't you... Why don't you call law enforcement?
Yeah, why don't you collect that evidence and those people and call the cops?
Or even just hand the names over to law enforcement, let them handle it.
Well, according to like what I've been told, because it's everything I've been told is through mainly my grandmother. And she has told me that because of statute of limitations, that everything basically means nothing.
I don't think they have statute of limitations on that kind of stuff.
I agree with you, and we're talking about the grandmother that's married to this grandpa, right?
Well, not necessarily.
She's not anymore, but she thought it was wise to marry this a-hole.
Yeah, so yeah. She's got problems, too.
Hold on. Put her on hold for a second. First off, it's like getting information from an informant in the joint. You know what I mean? Yeah. Talking to this grandma about it. I mean, you have to consider the source. And by the way, I guarantee she's no Clarence Darrow, this old broad who decided to, you know, make a family with Captain Molester over here. You go get
Captain
that stuff.
Kanga Molester?
Yes. Go get that stuff together and take this guy to court, please. Yeah, he's an animal. By the way, and you know, I'm fine with killing guys like this too. By the way, I know people are shocked by that. Like, yes, he molested 17 people. We can't waste a bullet on this old fart's head, really? Oh yeah, well that makes you just as bad as. By the way, who started this just as bad?
Yeah.
You got an animal that's out of control that's biting everyone who rides by on a bicycle, and then you put a bullet in it. Oh, now you're just as bad? Right. What are you talking about? World War II got started. They bombed Pearl Harbor, and then the Germans decided to start exterminating people. We went over there and put a bullet in them. Oh, now we're just as bad?
Right.
Are you high? They needed to have a bullet put in them. Just as bad? We're 10 times as good. The guy sits around and does nothing is almost as bad. You got to be doing it yourself to be just as bad. Just put a bullet in this old F's head. Put him out of his misery.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, is that such a bad thing?
I agree with you about the co-mission.
Criminal for suggesting that. Yeah, yeah. And secondly, I think you'd be doing him a favor. I really do. You're walking around with the knowledge that you goosed half your family.
Well, there are people that can be treated. And if you're motivated.
He ain't one of them.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone deserves a chance to get better.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago. Yeah, that's when the Dick Van Dyke Show was on.
Cameron's 21. Cameron.
Yes.
What's up?
Cameron. Such a pussy voice of reason over there.
Cameron.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
About 6 weeks ago, I was attempting to have intercourse with my husband, and he ripped.
Mm-mm. What, ripped in half? What do you mean ripped?
A fart.
His penis.
He ripped a fart?
Wow. His penis ripped?
The skin on his penis just ripped.
You mean the foreskin?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's why circumcisions are a good idea, because tearing the foreskin is rather a pretty common thing.
Feel free to say tore the foreskin, by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
What do we ripped. Do? What, Drew, what yeah. did we do? Did we, like, take a phone and put it back in time? Is that what happened? I feel like I'm talking to, like, prehistoric man. He ripped. His peepee ripped. Well, and then we have to start exploring it.
Right.
It ripped off. It ripped in the middle. No. His end. Rip. And then fire.
Right, right. Osiris, god of love, must have been angry with me.
I'm really feeling like I can control the most of the United States with just a torch at this point. I'm really, I could just start waving it around the middle of the country and be like, oh, oh, back, back. Yeah. Say the guy's foreskin ripped. So what, is everything 20 questions on this show?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take
Cameron,
a break.
So, all right, here's the other. Let me answer a question. The fact is, again, the tears in the foreskin are very, very common. The problem is that they tend to recur, and that tends to cause stenosis of the foreskin, so the penis, the head of the penis can't come out of the foreskin, and if it does, it tears again. So when the tearing starts occurring, oftentimes guys have to get a circumcision. And why not? Get the problem taken
care of. All right, but look, you're telling him, someone is calling in saying their car's making a noise, and you're saying, well, just buy a new one. They can't afford it, perhaps. Maybe they don't need a new one. So you should definitely go talk to your urologist.
But you would urge, if the car was going to give them lots more problems, you'd urge them to get a new
Drew,
one.
Drew, you can't tell everyone who calls in to get a circumcision, especially when they're 25.
I'm not telling them to. I'm saying consider that, it. What, know, nothing else you can do, really.
Go consult a urologist. Drew, quiet down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, that's not what you're saying. We'll take that's a quick break.
They'll cut. They'll cut.
Okay. Yeah. I think you got to sign something first. Yeah. We'll be right back. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get it on.
Get it on.
Gotta get it on. Freak out. Woo. Freak out. Freak out. Get it on and freak out. Hey, everybody, Loveline. Oh, yeah. Dr. Drew in Washington, D.C. Going to Capitol Hill tomorrow in the B room of a Ramada Inn, unfortunately, not the Capitol Hill you think of, and talking to folks with patches on their sleeves, and plenty
of
dandruff.
You got
lots
that right.
Of dandruff. Keynote speaker at the what is it called again officially?
It's got two names. It's the Society for the Advancement of Sexual Health. That's its new name. The old name is National Council on Sexual Addiction and Compulsivity.
All right. Well, that'll look good on your brag sheet, Drew.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But now, you have got the calls up on your end?
Yeah, we fixed it.
All right.
Oh, and guess who fixed it, by the way?
You.
No. Junior,
mm-hmm. And she goes, okay, Minnesota. What color is Minnesota? And we said purple. And then she goes, oh, good.
I like
purple.
Oh, yeah.
And she circles Minnesota.
She's just sealed her victory for another consecutive week in the football pool at the radio station. All you professional gamblers, take note. We have Junior, producer Lauren winning the football pool. Based on a mixture of astrology and what season the players are. Like, if a guy's a fall or a summer, there's betting that goes on accordingly.
She asked about their astrological signs. She particularly wanted the Cancers.
That's right. All right. Drew making a little late show reference, yes?
Giving you an opportunity to sort of jump on that and bring it up.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm here to help the kids, Drew.
Yeah.
Okay, I hosted the Late Late Show tonight. There you go. CBS, 12:30, I think. All right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 All right, I'm going to pick up some calls now. And, Drew, you plug it.
Plug your show?
No, don't do it. All right, you ready to go?
I'm happy to, because I thought you did a good job. And I'm sorry I missed the part with Kathy Griffin. And who was your other guest?
Junior producer Lauren. Oh, it's
how much more Germany or Flora did you play throughout the game, throughout the show?
I think I played three rounds, Well, really two rounds. Two and a half rounds.
And how'd you do?
Well, I won the first two, and then I let Kathy Griffin play Germany or Florida, and I couldn't help her. I didn't help her, and
she lost.
Yeah.
I don't think people quite got the nuance of it. You know what I mean? They seem to sort of go right from the gut, like Florida, as opposed to going, let's see, yeah. Gun, puppies,
they
gun,
to give it some
Florida.
Thought.
Yeah, you got to put thought. All the pieces together.
Well, it's that in-studio crowd, Drew. Lowest common denominator.
But they seem very, they seem very receptive.
Yeah, they're a good crowd tonight, much better than last night. All right, you ready to rock?
You know what? Yes. As a television viewer, you can't tell that. They both seem receptive.
Being in the studio, I could tell that tonight's audience was a much better audience. Yeah. Okay, let's talk to Scott, who's 23 and still a virgin. Scott?
Oh, you got to use that word, huh?
That's right.
What's
that's up? Keyword. It's just harsh.
Go ahead, buddy.
I just want to say I like you guys a lot. I think you're doing a public service. But, I'm 23. What time does it become, like, really odd and abnormal? Because what time is it not, you know?
About 22.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Scott, you've probably talked yourself right out of many pairs of panties.
Yeah, probably.
You probably had a shot, but it's that negative talk. Screw you. Yeah, you're too smart for your own
good.
Well,
is it a value of yours that you want to remain a virgin until a certain time of your life?
Yeah, I'm not a religious man or anything like that. It's just I've had some experiences with, like, casual chances, and it just really felt awful to me, and I just can't find anything serious.
Felt awful. Tell me more about
that. One time I kind of picked a girl up at a bar thinking this is going to be it, and get her home, and it's like just like kissing a corpse. It was really awful.
How about having a
hold on a second?
Yeah. I know.
What's wrong?
I know. Yeah.
Well, I can't get him off the line. Are you there, Scott? Good.
No.
What's wrong with Scott? I can't. It's either bogus or
he's just one of these guys.
Okay, then he's one of these guys that has that rap, you know?
No, I don't think it's a rap.
No, I don't mean a rap. I don't mean a good rap, but I just mean he's got the negative kind of rap that repels people.
Yeah, some people. Some people have trouble connecting, and if he, you know, I'm trying to figure this out with him. Either he is picking people that sabotages the possibility that he'll be intimate, mm-hmm. or when he gets to the place of intimacy, all the wiring is off and he just feels uncomfortable and can't go on.
All right, well, let's see. Scott? All right. Drew, now there's something wrong with the phone because the thing is locked up. Scott?
No. Oh, for God's sake.
All right, I'm going to try another one. All right, now.
No, I just put Scott up. I think you're probably frozen over there, Adam.
Scott?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so first off, anything wrong with you that we need to know about?
Nothing physically, no.
No. I mean, emotionally.
No. Wait a minute, Drew. I did mean that.
You mean something repelling about him, repulsive about him?
Yeah. Do you have, like, shingles or something?
No, I don't have sex. I got a lot of time to work out. You know what I mean?
You see? That's what I'm talking about
angry,
with him.
Definitely angry.
Yeah, well,
something called schizoaffective, and there's things like that that sort of make people sort of withdraw and keep to themselves. Are you a very, very shy person?
You know, I was, but I've kind of worked hard at overcoming that, you know? I was kind of introverted when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. What the hell is he listening to?
I have no idea. What? It wasn't Gordon Lightfoot. That's all I know. All right, Scott, do you have male friends?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Sorry.
Are you ever thought about... Are you attracted only to women?
Yeah, completely.
Okay. And you are attracted to women.
Yes? Yeah, I can't imagine. I love women a lot. It's just, like I said, I don't know what's up.
Can't be with one.
Well, I would, but sometimes the women that seem attracted to me aren't like, strong people. They're kind of like weak-willed, and it kind of makes you, makes me a little ill sometimes. I don't know.
Well, now, what does that all mean? You hate your mom or something?
No. I guess part of it maybe is my father didn't always treat my mother real great, but
you saw her as weak-willed?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
What do you do, Scott?
I work at a university.
Doing what?
I'm in one of the departments.
Runs a rape crisis group.
No.
What's that? What do you do?
I work in the parking and transportation office. I know you hate parking people.
Oh, and by the way, that office is four sheets of plywood and a piece of corrugated steel on top.
But okay.
All right. Listen, Scott, here's the thing. You're angry. You're super angry, and you freak chicks out. And well, you just quiet down, Drew. Yeah. There's something about your personality that's repelling women. Also, you're not trying hard enough because there's always somebody out there if you wanted somebody. But your standards are high, and so is your anger level, and you're not going to get the kind of chicks or attract the kind of chicks that you want to attract.
But he has become his father. And as his father, he only is going to attract people that are like mom, that he's considered weak-willed, and he's disgusted by them, and therefore he can't be with them.
Scott, so, you're in for a very long sexual haul unless you get a little therapy and resolve some feelings.
Is there alcohol
a problem? I expect a very short, curt, smart-ass answer out of Scott before we hang up with him. So go ahead.
Is alcohol a problem in your life, Scott?
It's not a problem. I don't let it affect my work or not.
Is it in your family? Is alcoholism in your family?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's any real bad alcoholics, but there are a lot of heavy drinkers.
Do you feel like you maybe have that tendency yourself?
Yeah.
All right. So kind of keep an eye on that. That's kind of what I hear here. I hear a little
alcoholism. Scott needs some, I know he says he has buddies, but he needs male buddies. His male buddies should be networking and setting him up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
He needs, there has to be some social interaction. For Christ's sake, didn't he say he worked at a college?
University, yeah.
I went
to God. And you went there.
Yeah, graduated, and it just, never happened for me.
Okay, look, first off, stop looking at yourself as cursed. Secondly, deal with the anger issues and the feelings toward mom, and you'll be fine. All right.
That's pretty simple, but okay.
The symptoms will go away if you actually deal with
just
them.
Just get rid of
them. That's a smart idea. There it is.
Listen, I hope the hymen is the size of a trampoline. Remember I said?
You should have a hymen the size of a trampoline.
It should grow over your head so you lose your sight. All right.
No. Drew, you should have a height. No. What? Yeah, you said the short, curt, smart aleck. Yeah, smart ass answer. You got it.
Yeah. Look, Scott, just go run along then.
Alrighty then.
Just go beat off and quit calling the show.
You should have a higher man the size of a trampoline. And an anvil should try to bounce on it.
All right, Drew. By the way, would you get rid of Scott? Anyone who can get rid of Scott?
This is Anderson, because I can't.
Let me get rid of Scott.
Why don't you sign off and let me sign on?
Yes.
Well, Anderson, you're in. You got to sign him off.
Get rid of Scott, would
you? Scott's gone. Why
don't you get rid of him 10 minutes ago?
I know, but then, Anderson, you guys got to... He was doing drops, Adam. He was doing drops of him.
What? Yeah, I was.
Those were drops. But,
Anderson, don't F with me.
I'm not.
I can't
see
the goddamn screen. I don't know what's going on.
You were talking to him.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I got
drop it off at your end. Get off the computer at your end. I'll be on, okay?
Drew, was he doing drops or not?
I thought it was drops. I thought it was, too.
I don't even know anymore, guys. I'm sorry. I can't tell.
All right. That means he was doing drops. Mm. All right. Anderson, drop some acid and give the phone back to Drew, would you, for Christ's sake?
They have to drop off the computer at their end because you can't do it. You can't drop off from your end.
All right, my side froze.
Do me a favor. On your side, just push Control-Alt-Delete. Just push those three buttons simultaneously.
That's going to take 20 minutes.
Yeah, we got to have this in.
Control, Alt, and then delete. Where's the delete one? That to the left? To the right?
Right.
Oh, there it is. That's the one that's like the Del Taco Del?
Are you a Mormon?
Mm-hmm. What the hell is that for?
I just did it. Anderson's gone haywire tonight. Yes. He's like that that robot on the ship in Alien. He's just spun out. This conversation can serve no
purpose anymore. Let's just call him Hal. Let's call him Hal instead of Anderson.
I hit the Control-Alt-Delete, Drew.
All right, we're good. Hold up a second.
Just turn the monitor off and don't look at it. Just focus on the sound.
Right. Anderson liked my losing it on Scarborough.
Oh, he was great last night, Adam. Did you see that?
Really?
Clapping and pointing at the monitor and yelling. It was awesome.
There's a side to Drew that'll scare all of us, believe you me.
I wish he would come out on the show a little more often.
Scarborough, well, he doesn't get paid to do those other shows. You pay him, he shuts up. Scarborough is the guy who has vaginas for eyes. His eyes look like the vagina of a 9-year-old.
Oh, my God.
Am I right?
If you say so.
Drew, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The small, the slit, the eyes with no eyelids kind of thing.
It is if, you know what it's like? It's like you took a 9-year-old girl and slid under her on a mechanics creeper.
Nice.
That's what his eyes look like.
I'm delighted that you bring it up that way.
Well, I'm just, you know, don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Now, Anderson, I don't think you're disconnected at the computer at your end.
Yeah, we're completely shut down.
Thank you. All right, well, I'm trying to log on there.
Let's play a song.
No, I want to talk about your Kilbourne thing, your Late Late Show.
Okay, go ahead, Drew.
Oh.
Yes, that's what I'm doing in Act 1 of the show tomorrow night.
Are you really?
No.
Yeah. It'd be great.
I'm seeing the theme from Taboo 2.
Why not?
Why not? Because I don't want a big hook to grab me and drag me off stage. That's why not. Why not? What are you, high?
Well, what are you going to do tomorrow?
I have no idea.
No, that's good.
You're kidding? Talked about squirrel crap for 10 minutes today. I got nothing. None.
Yeah. You have no idea what you're talking about tomorrow?
You mean in the opening?
Do more Germany or Florida.
More. I don't know if I can do that. No, I have like a man on the street bit. And,
that's good.
Yeah, but you know, it's weird. You got to kill like 13, 14 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot of junk. It's a lot of dancing. But I think we're going to do a live remote to Vegas, do some home improvement questions from Vegas.
From Vegas?
They told me they have some sort of live feed to Vegas that they've always wanted to use in Kilbourne. Never wanted to use it. So
interesting.
Fire it up.
Bring it on.
And I just decided, you know, let's just take home improvement questions from Vegas. Why not? So I got that. And as far as the opening monologue stuff goes, I got nothing. So I'll go figure that out tomorrow. Great. I don't feel like I can do the news, you know?
No.
I don't want to do any Paris Hilton jokes.
Yeah, but you can do a little bit, you know, like the debates or that night and stuff.
I know, but then I'd have to do the writer's jokes, and I'd feel weird. And I can't do it. I don't think I'm any good at that. Yeah. All right, what's going on?
Well, I can't get this. They're not up at their end. My computer shows that either the computer's not on. Well, it's not saying busy. It's just not hooking on. So that means the computer's off at their end.
All right.
So, Anderson, how about we...
How about we go to Rory? He has fantasies about being raped and molested. He wants to know why. All right.
Fair enough.
Oh, she wants to know why Rory does.
All right. How old is Rory?
She's 18.
Hello?
All right. What's up, Rory?
Hi. I'm 18. I just want to say that I like your guys' shows a lot. It's very interesting.
Thanks.
Ever since I started becoming, having sexual thoughts, I'm a virgin. I've never had sex before, but, ever since I've thought about it, I've always had fantasies, and I've actually, masturbated a couple of times to either being raped or sexually molested. I have no,
What do you mean by sexually molested?
Like, someone, like, fondling me, or, I'll have like dreams where I'll have I'll be a little girl and like an older man or someone will like be fondling me or touching me inappropriately.
Mm-hmm. Do you think
and it's
like
never
that?
Nothing like that ever happened to you?
No, I haven't had any molestation or anything.
All right, I'm gonna say that there's a fair amount of this going on out there as far as the fantasy part goes with women and the rape part with women. And it's more prevalent than we would think in women, in the population of women that weren't victims. Either.
I agree with you. I agree. That's a relatively, it's not the healthiest of impulses, but it's a common impulse.
Do you think, I have psychological problems or, I should probably get help or something?
No, not necessarily.
Well,
not
just necessarily. From the tone of your voice, sounds like something's going on.
That's a different thing, yeah.
What's going on, Rory?
Yeah, do you come from an alcoholic family? Are there other things going on that might need some help?
I mean, my parents are separated, and I haven't seen my dad in, 13 years, but, I don't... I'm talking in a lower voice right now because my grandma's in the other room, and I don't want her to hear.
By the way, if you sleep in the same house with your grandma, it's a bad...
sign.
It's a bad sign, yeah. Why are you living with your grandma?
Because she's really sick, and I have to take care of her.
You have to take care of her.
Wow.
So you're kind of being parentalized pretty early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I have a brother who's disabled, and I have to take care of him and my grandma, and we live in a house. And my Like, I haven't seen my dad and my mom. She works in upstate New York, and I see her on.
Ooh, bad times.
Yeah, this is bad.
What's wrong? Yeah, I want to know what's wrong with your brother.
He was in a car accident 7 years ago, and he had half of his brain was removed, and he now can't eat correctly, and he can't tie his shoelaces, and the doctor said he basically has a mind like a 5-year-old now.
Yeah, more like a cat, a 5-year-old cat.
Yeah.
So, Rory, thanks, Drew. That's nice.
No, but you got to realize what she's dealing with. Is it when people say things like a 5-year-old? 5-year-olds are sort of autonomous and can think, and this is not that. This is somebody who really brain is not working.
Right. So Rory's got a tough row to hoe.
Yeah,
and
she's been parentalized, like you said, and of course feelings of aggression and all sorts of feelings about powerlessness are going to emerge. So, yeah, there's a lot to be dealt with here. I don't know whether you have the energy or the time really to focus on yourself right now because your life has put you in a position where you are a caretaker and some people are really relying on you. It's not fair. I think you ought to have some help. You deserve a life, too, and you ought to work on finding a way to get a life away from being just the caretaker, but that's going to take some doing, it sounds like.
All right. Okay. You're a good person, Rory, and don't beat yourself up about the thoughts that you're having. As long as you're not acting out on anything, that's fine.
I just want to say that you guys make my day. You're really funny, and I enjoy listening to your show.
Thanks. You make it all worthwhile, Rory.
Mm.
And Evan, you're probably one of the funniest guys on the world. I watch The Man Show almost every single day.
Thank you.
And I loved it. And I was completely upset when they switched the guys. I think I stopped watching it. I boycotted it.
Thank you.
And I don't watch it at all. Want to say that. Right.
Anderson, please, that's enough now. It's starting to get wood. Thanks, Rory. God bless you. Doing the Lord's work over there. Mm. All right, let's take a little break. Yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam.
All right, we'll try to figure out Drew's computer. He's over there in Washington, D.C. I'm out here in L.A., and we'll be right back after this. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there, Washington, D.C., going to be the keynote speaker tomorrow with the Society of Sexual Compulsion and Addiction.
Yeah.
All right there, buddy boy. We're very proud.
Thank you.
Now, is your screen on? Is your computer up?
Negative.
Or is it all Anderson now?
It's all Anderson.
All right, buddy, because we're having some technical difficulties tonight. My computer's down. Drew's computer's down. So it's up to Anderson. Go ahead, Anderson. Tell us who's up next.
I'm thrilled. This is great. Here we go.
Hey, get a little positive mental attitude, Anderson. Come on.
I'm just nervous about picking the wrong one.
Who cares? Just pick
one.
Here we go.
This Tasha gets physically nauseous when she's near her dad. She was never molested, and she wants to know what's going on. 20 years old.
20. You know what? If going forward, all you got to do is give them the name and the age, and you pick.
That's all. Go ahead, Tasha.
Hello?
What's up?
Hi. I've had this problem since I was, as long as I can remember. I have really gross feelings toward my father. I can't get close to him physically at all. Mm-hmm. I can't get near him if he tries to hug me or anything. Mm-hmm.
Is there something weird about him?
Yeah, because I don't have it with anybody else.
Well, what's weird about him?
I don't know. It just feels gross, if he rubs up against me or...
But my question is, is there something about the way he treats you, like he's kind of a weird guy or he's an intrusive guy and you feel like he's sort of invading you when he comes around?
Exactly, it's more like an invasive type thing. I can't see him hugging anybody, especially my 5-year-old niece. I can't even watch it. I just feel gross, I'm going to puke type thing. Feels like he wants to hug her more out of a thrill for him. As opposed to a fatherly or grandfatherly type thing.
Well, hold on. Do you know if he did something to you? Is it possible?
No, that's the thing. It sometimes seems like that in the back of my head, but I don't remember anything of him touching me in any way I didn't want to or anything like that. I don't remember that.
It just sounds like that's how she relates to him. She picks up on something weird from him.
Do you remember any other parts of your childhood that you don't remember?
I don't remember him in my childhood at all, really.
Ooh. Weird. What's that mean?
I mean, he was never really around.
Why?
Well, he was at work. I mean, he went to work early in the morning, got home late, and then we went to bed, and so.
Wow.
That's what Drew does. Once in a while he goes to D.C. But no, but his family's happy about it. It's different.
Oh, yeah,
they're glad. As long as he keeps that skating money coming back. Yeah, baby needs a new pair of blades. Yeah. But well, now, is he still married to your mom?
No, they got divorced when I was like 12, and she moved out, and so it's just been me and him and my sister.
Have you ever... you're with him?
Yeah, I stayed with him.
Okay, why not your mom? Why don't your mom, if you were so weird about your dad, why didn't you stay with your mom?
I didn't really have that. Like, I wanted to stay with the house. I didn't really have that type of feeling. Like, I had the feelings towards him. Like, I didn't really want to stay with him, but I wanted to stay with the house. My mother cheated on him. She betrayed me. I didn't really want to go with her.
Yeah.
And I have, like, everything I could possibly want material-wise here.
Okay. Hold on. Cool your jets there, Tasha. Let me just say this. He didn't molest you. It sounds fairly clear that he didn't do it. Sounds like the guy worked hard, and it sounded like the guy tried to keep some semblance of your old life together when your mom cheated and moved out.
Is that accurate?
Yes, yes.
It's all accurate.
Right. He kept a roof over your head. He bought you plenty of things.
Exactly.
Why don't you cut the guy a break? I know it's hard to control your viscerae when you see the guy hugging your niece, but... How about you work on it a little bit? He doesn't sound like a pedophile. He just sounds like a hardworking dad to me.
He acts like one, though. Anytime anything's on the TV about, like, Michael Jackson or anything, or any type of pedophile-type thing, he goes out of his way to make it seem like, ooh, that's so wrong type thing.
All right.
He's right. It is wrong.
Get rid of Tasha.
He'll go out of his way to make
it. I'm done talking. Hang up on her. Hang up.
Well, she thinks he protests too much. But
the guy said, leave the guy alone, he likes kids, then he's a molester. And if he says, what he did is horrible, then he's a molester? Then?
You're seeing your sister in this girl.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? How your sister busted your dad's chops?
Oh, my sister?
Yeah.
No, my dad deserved to have his chops busted.
But her brother may feel the same way about their dad. You know what I'm saying?
Look, here's the thing. Her dad obviously didn't molest her, or at least by her own admission didn't molest her. Seemed to get up early, go to work, and come home late, presumably tired. Kept the house together. Mom cheated and moved out and sort of dumped on the family. I cut the guy a break.
By the way, workaholic dads typically get cheated on.
You hear that?
You listen. Your
wife is right now. Where do you think your wife is right now, Drew?
I just checked 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. And by the way, the gardener and the pool man were both in there. It's like, shh, Manuel, turn the leaf blower off. The phone's ringing. He actually brings the blower into the house, Drew.
Aye.
All right. That's the sound he makes. All right. Let's keep going. I don't know what to say about Tasha other than get over it. Or have the guy arrested. I don't know. You're creeped out.
But he may have other sort of personality issues that are sort of manifesting this way.
I'm sure he's not the world's greatest guy. How about you just move out, get your ass together, and do your own thing.
That's good advice.
Hey, watch this segue. Take Charles. He's 25. Here we go.
That's it. There you go.
Charles, 25.
Hi, Adam. Drew, great show.
Thanks. What's up? Charles.
I'm 25, and I have sexual fantasies about younger boys. Ages like 11 to 14, 15.
And something happened to you when you were 11?
Not that I know of. I have my parents got divorced around that age for me.
Yeah.
And my older brother would always pick on me and always call me a fag, stuff like that. But
Did your brother ever do anything weird to you?
No, he didn't. Sure. He never touched me.
And did any other peers or anything do anything funky with you?
No, never any touching that I can recognize. Mm-hmm.
So are you gay, Charles?
No, I am a bisexual. I have a girlfriend right now.
Ooh. Honey, if for a guy, you know, maybe I'm being closed-minded, but when I hear 25-year-old guys say bisexual, it's just gay in waiting. Like, gonna be gay.
Or straight,
might as well just
maybe.
Yeah.
I'd rather go straight if that were.
But that's probably why you're bi.
That's what's making you bi.
Yeah, it's that a lot of gay men don't want to be gay. They trying to reconcile, make themselves straight, try to live a straight life. But the fact is, they're gay.
The mind is willing, but the dork is weak.
No, the other way around. Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah.
All right, Drew. Sure. You ever get tired of that?
No.
Give it a break. Give it a break.
And like I told the screener, I have acted on this from the ages of like 14 to 17 with my neighbor. So.
And how old was he?
10, 11, something like that.
You are
so
really...
he was 10 or 11 and you were 13?
14, 15, 16.
Oh, at the time?
Well, now, well, hold on, because, you know, at the beginning it was like 11, 12, 13, and he's like, you know, 10, 11, but 16 and 11, now you're really, you're getting super ultra creepy now.
Wait, I don't understand. You mean when you were 16, you were with an 11-year-old?
Yeah.
All right. You got to get yourself some help there, Charles.
That's what I'm calling for.
Okay.
No. This is something that's going to take many, 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 many long, long periods of time of work. You're not calling a radio show and getting a solution to this.
Just referrals.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Northern California.
Northern California.
All right. What should he do? What's a first step for someone like Charles?
You got to call. You got to ask for help.
I know, but who? What's the first step?
You got to call a facility. I'm trying to think of someplace in Northern California.
Well, how about an SA?
I think this is going to need some immediate intervention. It sounds to me like he's been out of control for a while here.
Wait a second.
This is like a heroin addict calling, going, I just overdosed last week.
He's not going to do anything. I'm trying to make it, you know, accommodating for him.
I got
Charles,
a bad feeling.
Quiet. You're 25 now. Yes. When is the last time you acted out?
17. Yeah.
So you've been dormant for 8 years.
But it's in like when I like masturbate, like it's almost like the first fantasy
fantasies.
Are you spending time with internet porn and this stuff, that kind of thing? Yeah, that's illegal. So
I'm saying he's not a volcano that's going to blow tomorrow. I'm just trying to get him going in some direction here.
Not illegal stuff on the internet, just stuff that's tailored towards that kind of a demographic. I don't know.
There's a facility in Southern California, in Torrance, California, called the Del Amo Treatment Center. That's the nearest one I can think of in your area. D-E-L-A-M-O, Del Amo Treatment. Call them. They may have referrals up in Northern California.
Okay.
Yeah.
A place called Springbrook in Louisiana is good. A place called...
Psychological service.
Yeah. People are sort of consolidating.
Yeah, there's really not a lot of help.
No, I know. There aren't a lot of resources.
Charles, get yourself some help, please. Put him on hold, would you please? I don't want him to answer any of this crap. But here's the reason you need to get yourself some help. You know, from a societal standpoint, you got to do it for the potential victims. But be selfish and get yourself some help.
Oh, absolutely. Before you
get busted and you go in the joint, you know?
Absolutely. Listen, this is like a heroin addict out of control. They got to get help and they got to get intensive help right away.
Only reason I'm not calling it out of control is because it's been 8 years.
Well, but I got a feeling that it may have been more recent than that.
Just don't think he's going to drive to Louisiana.
Oh, I know. Here's the thing about addicts. They lie all the time. And so I got to rely on my feelings more than what they say sometimes.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, for a guy who lied, he sure told us a lot of dark crap.
I know, from 10 years ago, 7 years ago, and so on. It's worse. Listen, when you deal with addicts, you multiply everything times two. Mm-hmm. Then go ahead.
If an addict says he weighs 175 pounds, you'd make him 350?
Yeah, he is 350. He is.
Oh, he is. All right.
I'm kidding.
All right, let's take a break.
Let's think of bands that will be good for our Who's on First routine.
You do that, Drew. I can't start everything and finish it. You think of something.
Good. All let's
right.
go in.
All right. Anderson, on top of his game tonight. I don't know about Korn, though. Let's take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is in Washington, D.C. tonight. Orlando Jones is going to be in here on Sunday. I think he's plugging Father of the Pride. And Dave Navarro in here on Monday.
Good times.
I think he's plugging Carmen Electra.
Yeah,
that's comedy.
I still got it, brother.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. I got the bands for our Who's on First routine.
All right, go ahead.
We got Yes, Who, Guess Who from as you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
What do you think about the?
Well, Anderson so brought good. That up a All half right. hour ago.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Yes.
Another one of Anderson's. Yeah.
Aha.
Ooh. That's
no doubt.
One.
No doubt.
No doubt. Strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who fed you those?
Anderson. And Brian.
So it'd be something like, I'd be like, all right, so who's playing? Who's playing the venue on Saturday?
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, but you're feeding the band.
That's right. Who's headlining on Saturday?
You got it. They sure are.
Who's warming up? And Drew, you got to do it. What band is opening for the Who?
Guess Who?
I'm asking you.
Guess Who?
All right. And who's the third? Let's see.
No, who's the third band? Yes.
Yeah, who's the third band? Yes. Yes. What do you mean, yes?
Yes.
All right, yeah. See, it's,
then you go, yes is the third band? Yes.
Yes is the third band?
And who's the second band? Guess Who?
I already guessed. And who's playing next week?
That's right.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right. Who's opening? Then who's opening next week?
That's right.
No, I think there's maybe you got to throw like a no doubt.
No,
in
that's
there.
How. Listen,
okay. You got to end it by saying is there going to be food there, and then you say corn. You go, oh, corn's going to be there. No, yeah. That's how it ends.
That's how it ends. All right. So we got the ending. We just need the beginning and the middle part. All right, getting close there, Drew. All right, where are we going? Who's got the phones? My that's screen right. is black as the night. Drew,
Anderson.
All right, Jenny, 33.
There we Jenny. Go.
What's up, Jenny?
Hi.
What's up?
I just have it's kind of a question, I guess. I've been with my girlfriend for about 2 years now, and
should we drop here, Anderson?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Go ahead. Yep.
Oh, mm-hmm. Her girlfriend and her worked together for You're about
lesbian.
7 years.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And we're all pretty good friends.
You're a lesbian.
Yes. And she's kind of like hinted around, they both have just jokingly, that they kind of want us all to kind of hook up, you know, sexually. And mm-hmm. although I think it would be really hot, I'm not sure, like, if it's the best thing to do emotionally.
Is this a foursome we're talking about?
No. It's just me and my current girlfriend, and it would be her ex-girlfriend.
Oh, boy. Oh. You know, we were. I was at a conference today. We were studying this kind of stuff, and these things end up being betrayals.
Really?
When you get in there and you start having these heavy feelings about what this person coerced you into doing or convinced you ought to do, you feel like hell. You feel abandoned and betrayed. It's the same the feelings that occur when somebody cheats. Do not put yourself in that position.
Yeah. Plus, they end up 69ing for an hour and a half, and you're standing there holding
crying.
A towel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crying into your towel.
Yes.
Of course it's a bad idea.
Okay.
All right, and let me explain, everybody. First off, you're 33, Jenny. I mean, have you not been around the block? I mean, you're asking like you're 17.
Right.
Here's the thing.
Well,
it doesn't.
No, I mean, no. It's just I've never had a threesome before, and it really, I don't know. It just doesn't really seem like it would be that big of a deal.
It's not a big deal when it's nothing but vagina involved, because
it's not a big deal when it's on the drawing board. When you get in there and actually act it out, that's when it becomes a big deal.
Right.
Yeah. What do they have, a schematic of the threesome drill? It's up there?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the point. I wouldn't care if this wasn't your girlfriend's ex.
Oh, then it's especially bad.
That's the part that's especially bad. But the other part is, I'll say it again, you're 33.
Come on.
All right?
Let's break it down here.
Yeah. Shouldn't you guys be... you know, settling down and thinking about, you know, raising some sporting goods or something like that. I don't know what the lesbians do, quite honestly.
Being intimate. Then listen.
Being intimate.
When lesbian relationships tend to be very intimate and very intense. And when they break up, it is horrible.
Got two broads at the helm. Of course, it's a disaster. All right, that's enough. That's enough nonsense. And here's the thing, too. Hang up on her, please. It doesn't matter what your sexual proclivity is, lesbian or heterosexual, bisexuality. The rules all apply the
of
same
course.
For the threesomes and the ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends. It's all the same rules. All right.
Thank you.
Who's next, Anderson?
Yes. Guess who?
I read about as well as you do here, so I'm trying to figure out what would be good. We're going to go with Tony's 18.
Mm. Tony, what's up?
Hello?
What's happening, Tony?
Oh, not much. Just I was wondering about liposuction and tummy tucks for 18-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? What's happening?
Well, I weigh about 260, 270, and I'm about 5'10".
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're fat.
Drew,
yeah,
please.
Pretty much.
And have you lost any weight?
Well, when I... Oh, just a second.
What the hell's that?
I don't know.
All right, well, here's the deal. Put them on hold. The fact is that I would think any plastic surgeon that would be willing to even entertain this possibility would want you first to really make an effort at idealizing your body weight as much as possible, exercising, getting on dietary plans, see where you can get with your own natural physiology. And then afterwards, whether you need a tummy tuck or whether you need some lipo here and there, then certainly that can be taken care of. But in the meantime, don't go directly to the lipo. Go to the dietitian and the gym.
What's the difference in terms of like skin elasticity at 18 as opposed to 40? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, but you can bet it's better at 18.
It seems like a guy who's, you know, 260s, not morbidly obese, or actually probably technically he is at 5'10". But the point is 260 is not 325. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's and, a solid linebacker. Wait.
Yeah, I don't get the feeling he is. But the point is he could, you know, diet, exercise, do it, you know, slowly and methodically.
Properly.
And I bet the skin would just go down with you.
Of course.
All right. You shouldn't. And by the way, you shouldn't be thinking about lipo when you're 260. You should be thinking about losing 80 pounds, right?
That, absolutely. That's my point.
All right. Who's next, Anderson?
Sarah, she's 24.
Sarah.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I'm having problems having an orgasm with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
The good times.
All right.
During intercourse, you mean?
During intercourse. Well, at all. With him at all.
Okay. And have you ever had an orgasm with somebody?
No.
Okay. How old are you again?
No oral sex. She's 24.
Have you ever had an orgasm with yourself?
Yes, but the only time I can is when I'm frustrated or upset about something.
Really? Hmm. Angry masturbator. I like that. It's edgy. And does he give you good oral sex? He does.
Well, you can forget about having an orgasm with intercourse. Not going to happen.
Okay.
But he should be able to do it with oral sex. Not a big problem. If you really were working hard at it, and if you were able to sort of guide him and show him what you like and kind of teach him, bring him along and give him some feedback as he sort of moves towards what is pleasing to you, there shouldn't be a problem with oral sex.
And by the way, Drew... What, you know, there's women who just don't have the wiring hooked up down there.
Yep.
Oh, God knows. God knows.
I think you've run into a couple
God
of them, I guess.
Knows. God knows.
Yeah.
God knows.
And there's some that, as we've talked, remember Nicole Richie? Orgasms fell out of her when she sat on a cold bathroom floor.
I remember
that. Or she did sit-ups.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
The point is
you're
what
still
I'm
using
saying,
that one, right?
Here's what I'm saying. No.
You're not?
I'm not as physically into her as possibly the other gents are. But let me say this, Drew.
Yeah.
For a woman who can have an orgasm at her own hand, what is the likelihood of her having an orgasm through oral sex if it's done properly?
Very high.
That's what I think. So you and I are on the same page. Now, if there's a woman who can't have an orgasm, then you may not coax one out of her via oral sex.
Right.
But if she's able to have one, the circuits are firing.
Yeah.
If you do a bang-up job in the oral department, you should be able to get one out of her. Yes?
But she needs to provide the feedback, the guidance. If she's holding back, just getting frustrated and angry because it's not just quite right, he's never going to get it right unless you tell him. And guys love the guidance. They want to know how to do things right. They're lame. Teach them.
That's right. All right. Let's take a little break, Drew.
Mercifully, yes, please.
We'll be right back after this. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at us, Drew.
We're done.
Gonna finish the show on time tonight.
No way.
Oh, yes way. All right. So I'll give some plugs. You see me on the Late Late Show on CBS hosting tonight after Letterman. And Drew, if you're if you're out in Washington, D.C., see Drew talked to a bunch of guys with silver goatees and patches on their sleeves and dandruff on their shoulders. All right. I want to thank engineer Michelle for stepping in and doing a yeoman's job the last few nights. And Chris, engineer Chris, has some pretty big shoes to fill on that kid, I got to tell you. And it's daunting filling that, you know. And it's you don't want to be the guy to follow engineer Chris. Nobody doesn't pay attention like engineer Chris.
Sorry, I'm used to it, whatever.
And he dazzles. Right. He dazzles.
He dazzles. Sure. He shines. Yeah. And actually, you know, your best bet if you're going to go in after engineer Chris, don't try to be like him because you'll hurt yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no way to compete on his field.
It's like it's some show off does a triple gainer off the high board at the at the pool in Vegas. You just do a jackknife or a cannonball. Don't try to do what he does. You're going to end up on the pavement.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Thank you. All right. I want to thank Junior producer Lauren for really stepping up her game lately. She's booking. She's pouring coffee. She's troubleshooting computers. There's a new woman here. Love to see that. And engineer Anderson for coming in. And really, you should really get like Drew, what union are we in? AGVA? What he should get like a SAG card for
Agro.
What he did.
We're in
tonight.
The Agro. Agro.
Yeah. Well, he
shut
should
up,
really,
Anderson,
really
just
get
shut
something.
Up and do the buttons, would you please?
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, listen, I don't care. He's fine. Okay. All right. So
he's a big
until
boy.
Next time. Oh, I want to thank Ann, producer Ann, and Ziggy,
Brian.
And phone screener Brian for doing a great job.
I'll call you.
And until next time, this is Adam Carolla. Thank you. For Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Damn computer.
Why don't you put it in front of you?
Because the wires won't reach.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. Or the station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.